And joining us right now, we go from a current Lakers star to a former star, the brightest of them all, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, joining us on 710 ESPN. Hi, Cap. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, how would you, if it was up to you, how would you guard Dwight Howard in this series?
You got to try and guard Dwight with one person. If you double team him, you're opening yourself up to be shot down from the perimeter by the great perimeter shooters that Orlando has.
Is the best, you know, I think one of the things that, especially in the second game these two teams had together, he was able to catch the ball deep and finish. Is the best you can hope for to keep him from getting the ball too close to the basket?
Yeah, I think if you can keep him with his heels on the outside of the paint, you know, just keep him on the edge of the paint and make him beat you with, you know, trying to shoot over you, and not let him get those easy putbacks and dunks that he gets inside. But you know, he's very quick and agile. You know, they throw him lobs, and he's really a handful right around the basket.
Kareem, you were the great scorer of your day. Most people know you still hold the record for most points scored in an NBA career. If you've got a guy like Howard, who's probably better than most of the defenders that are going to be guarding him, you've worked in the past with Andrew, and Powell's going to get a crack at him. What bothered you? Did anything legal work defending you?
No, nothing legal worked defending me, and I didn't have to get as close to the basket as Dwight does.
Right, because you had the skyhook.
Yeah, I had my hook shot. You know, I had good range with that. You know, out to 10 feet, I was very comfortable shooting it there for the whole game. And I think that really enabled me to do a number of more things, just because it made it necessary for the teams that we played against to help the guy that was guarding me.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is with us. Website is KareemAbdulJabbar.com. Everybody now, if you're not following him on Twitter, he is all over Twitter, especially during games. It's great to follow Kareem. Mason and Ireland Show, 710 ESPN, 710ESPN.com. You know, we've talked about this concept that you sort of graduate to an NBA championship, that you've got to sort of incrementally get there. The Lakers made it to the finals last year, didn't happen. Now they're back in the finals. Logically, they would graduate to an NBA championship here. The Magic haven't been there. Is there any, at least not recently, is there anything to that?
I think so. I think it takes a while for a team, you know, the group, to understand what they need to do as a group and proceed like that. It's rare that you get, you know, just put a group of guys together and they get it and they're able to go all the way to the World Championship. That's... I don't know if that ever happens in our sport. I mean, it takes a while for a bunch of guys working together to learn how to get it done together.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us. As we mentioned, KareemAbdulJabbar.com. That's where you can get one of those really cool Skyhook t-shirts, which are available now at the site, KareemAbdulJabbar.com. Kareem joining us right now on the show. Kareem, I thought Friday night in Denver was the best the Lakers have looked in a playoff game in 6 or 7 years. Why was that? What came together on Friday that allowed the Lakers to be so dominant?
They really were able to execute their offense, and I thought they took their lead from their leader, Kobe. As soon as he got double-teamed, he moved the ball. The ball moved around. After two or three passes, Denver did not have any ability to guard our guys, and they were getting wide open looks. Trevor Ariza, Luke Walton shot very well. You know, and that really forced Denver to adjust. They couldn't make the adjustment. They went back to single coverage on Kobe. Kobe loves single coverage. I mean, I don't think there's very many people that are going to do a good job guarding him one-on-one. He started to get hot. It just everything opened up. Lamar started to get putbacks, and Powell got loose. it was really remarkable to see how well the offense worked once they started moving the ball quickly and just taking what Denver was giving them.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is with us here, 710 ESPN, 710ESPN.com, Mason and Ireland show. After Saturday's game, LeBron James didn't shake hands with anybody from the Magic, left the arena without talking to the media. Here's what he said yesterday about those decisions.
You know, I'm a winner. You know, it's not being a poor sport or anything like that, but somebody beat you up, you're not going to congratulate them on beating you up. That don't make sense. It don't make sense to me. I'm a competitor, and that's what I do. Don't make sense for me to go over shake somebody's hand.
What's your reaction to that, Kareem?
Well, I would ask LeBron, look at how many guys he's beat up.
Yeah.
You know, he beats up guys on a regular basis, and they still accept the fact that it's part of what you do. You're not going to win every time. And I understand that he's really disappointed. He wanted to play for and win the world championship. That's his professional goal. And I respect his fervent desire to do that. But you know, the sportsmanship is part of this. And you know, his team got whipped. It was a disappointing loss for them, but they got whipped. They weren't good enough. He's got to accept that. And you know, be a little bit more, gracious about it. He's shown remarkable graciousness through most of his career. I was really surprised that at that moment he chose to sulk about it. But you know, it must have meant a lot to him. And you know, that's the pride and desire of a champ. I'm sure at some point he will make it there.
So if you would speak directly to LeBron today, what would you tell him to handle it from, how he would handle it from here?
There's only one team that can win, and it wasn't his team. You know, the best team won. He's got to accept that. That's just the way it works. I'm sure he'll figure that out in a short amount of time. He's a bright guy, and he's a great athlete. I'm sure he'll put all the pieces together.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us. You can catch up with Kareem at any time at KareemAbdul-Jabbar.com. He's also on Twitter. Kareem, last thing for me, how do you see the series playing out? What's the key to it for the Lakers to win another championship?
The Lakers have to play their style. You know, I think using all their weapons and get good defensive efforts. For Orlando, I think the key is if they can play their style, you know, use Dwight Howard to cause defenses to collapse and then shoot the ball well from the outside, I think they will have the type of series that they want to have and dominate. But, you know, it's very much up in the air at this point. You got to see what happens. That's why we play the games.
Absolute last thing here, Kareem. You're on Twitter. We see your tweets come out during the game. When you first heard about Twitter, what did you think about it? Are you surprised you're doing it? And what value do you think it provides people?
I'm absolutely surprised that I'm doing it because I'm definitely technologically challenged. There's no question about that. I'm from the typewriter era. So that's a surprise to me. But I think it gives the fans the opportunity to get the thoughts and opinions of people that they admire and, you know, if they respect their opinion or want to know what that opinion is, it gives them immediate access. I think that, you know, it's one of the aspects of the information age that really makes everything accessible really quickly, and I think that's it's neat. You know, that during the game you can find out what someone had to say or think of, about a certain play. You know, it gets broken down into that shorter time span.
Well, Kareem, we always appreciate catching up with you. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you throughout the series. I know that the Skyhook T-shirts are showing up all over the city.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I saw a guy working out in one this morning, so I know you're doing well with those. Keep it up.
Well, thank you. It's really neat to have people respond that way. I didn't know if that would happen, and it's great to see you know, my legacy being taken up like that by the fans. It makes me feel great.
Yep, everybody go to, and you can get a Skyhook t-shirt. I got one, KareemAbdulJabbar.com, and definitely follow him on Twitter. He's Twittering during games, which is really cool to hear from one of the greatest of all time while the game's unfolding right before you. Thank you so much, Kareem.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, there's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.